This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's exchange of rocket fire with Hamas continued Wednesday at night as tanks massed around the densely populated Palestinian enclave, and Hamas militants said they were still fighting on Israeli territory following their shock weekend incursion. Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system could be seen intercepting rockets fired from Gaza on Wednesday evening. Israel's death toll rose to 1,200 with over 2,700 wounded, its military said, from Hamas militants' hours-long rampage after breaching the fence enclosing Gaza on Saturday. The death toll in both Israel and the Gaza Strip increased on Wednesday as fighting continued there. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
By early Wednesday, Israel said it had carried out airstrikes on more than 2,600 targets in Gaza, fueling accusations of Israeli atrocities against Palestinian civilians. Many in Gaza warn of a growing humanitarian crisis. Israel has cut off electricity and water to the enclave, and the power plant there is due to stop supplying electricity on Wednesday. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have fled their homes fearing Israeli attacks and have been sheltering in schools and other facilities. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Joe Biden reaffirmed his quote-unquote unshakable support for Israel after the surprise attack by Hamas as he prepared to address U.S. Jewish community leaders on Wednesday. Biden said he had spoken to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for a fourth time since Saturday's assault. Biden said Israel had a duty to respond to the sheer evil of